Unit 1. Recording 1. Good morning. I'm Teresa, and today on Streetwise, we're asking people if they are organised. Are you an organised person, Laura?
I don't really have a problem with being organised. Not anymore, anyway. Ever since I decided to take control of my life, I've been okay. You see, what I do is I keep a book with all my to-do lists and dates and I tick them off as I do them. I've tried using the calendar on my phone to remind me or getting special apps, but I find them distracting in themselves, so I just write things down.
How organised are you, Dean?
I'm a bit absent-minded, actually. I'm not very good at remembering dates. That's my main problem with being organised. I'm always forgetting birthdays or meetings I'm supposed to go to. I even forget to program dates into the calendar on my phone, so that's no use. Perhaps I should try one of these new apps people are talking about. Maybe something like that will make me be more organised.
How organised are you, Robin?
I would say that I'm quite organised. Not one of those amazing people who can handle several stressful things at once, but I never forget something I need to do. When I say I'll do something, I do it. Call me old-fashioned, but I use an old trick my grandmother taught me. I tie a piece of string around my finger to remind me to do something. And you know what? I never forget. Sometimes the old ways are best, in my opinion.
Are you an organised person, Alice? I'm a really busy person, but I like to stay organised so I can have a family life at the same time. I don't think I could do that without this app on my tablet. It's really good, and the subscription only costs about £6 a month. I'm constantly updating it with meetings and tasks. It really helps me keep on top of everything. When I look back at how much I can get done in one day nowadays, I'm amazed. Are you an organised person, Martin?
Not really. I think I spend far too much time on my mobile phone. The other day, I realised that sometimes I just take my phone out, unlock it, and if there are no messages, I'll start reading the news or checking the football scores. Basically, looking for something to distract me. I think I'm going to download one of those app blocker programs. That way, I can still use it to read the news on my way to work or in the evening, but it won't distract when I really need to be focused.